Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Jason has been preparing to run a half marathon for about a year now. The race is coming up in a couple of weeks. He's been training to a specially prepared program for the past year in anticipation of this one 21-kilometre run. His food, his running program, his exercise regime, all carefully prepped and calculated, all for this one event. Jason has lost weight. He's fitter and healthier than he has ever been. And after all his hard work, he's ready for this one event. Now, let's be real. He's done good, but he won't win. Not with Olympic athletes running in this event for fun. However, he will make it to the end. He will finish, and he will achieve what he has worked so hard for over the last 12 months. Jason, like everyone else who crosses the finish line, will get a medal and probably a certificate saying he completed the race. It's kind of like primary school. You know how everyone gets a sticker? And in his own words, give it a couple of months and all the training will probably be undone. The race, a distant memory, and the medal relegated to the pool room. The old book compares our life to a race. People all around the world are in their own marathon. They've gone into their own games and they've gone into strict training. But what they're striving for, wealth, notoriety, a secure job to see us through to a big super and a grand retirement, or whatever it is, the scriptures describe it as a crown that will not last. But when we run in faith, with our eyes fixed on the one above, we will receive a crown that will last forever and ever. It's been amazing watching Jason completely shape himself and change his life in anticipation of achieving this one goal, completing a half marathon. So what about you and I? Are we in strict training for anything in particular, anything bigger than that? Are we part of the race to win a crown that will fade or a crown that will last forever? I'm Aaron Wright.